Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 2. Separate Paths. Leaving the mountains of southern Mexico, Chris flew eastward toward the pine oak forests of Guatemala. He would stay there until the following spring. That way he would be closer to the breeding grounds in central Texas and arrive sooner than other males to find a good place to nest. Warbly flew southeast toward the Isthmus of Tehuantepec. Here, she would have to be careful of strong winds that blow from the mountains because they could carry her out over the ocean where there is no place to land. Warbly planned to go to Honduras, and maybe even as far as Nicaragua. First, she crossed the beautiful Sierra de las Minas in Guatemala. Then she flew over a large coffee plantation in El Salvador. Finally, Warbly reached the pine oak forests of Honduras. Join us tomorrow for Chapter 3. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.